This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Keith Kam is with us in the studios. Now, in the past couple of weeks, we have seen some good news for Malaysia's economy. Among them, our trade data has been positive, and as a result, we are seeing some good results where the ringgit and local stock market are concerned.
Now, never let it be said that I always bring bad news. So
it has been said in the past. It's too late for it to have never been said, Keith.
Anyway, our April export data showed a 1.1% growth. Imports also grew 4.4%. The Finance Ministry believes this will signal a very healthy growth for Q2. These figures also all came in better than most analysts predicted. Also, add to that, the Q1 GDP growth was at 4.5%, also stronger than what Bloomberg forecast, which was 4.3%. And this has resulted in a stronger ringgit, which is now at 4.16 to the dollar versus 4.20 last month. Analysts have also upgraded their views on local stocks, which has, as a result, seen the local burs improve significantly, but it's still the worst performer in Asia. Year-to-date decline is 2.3% now compared with 5% last month. I'd say, you know, baby steps. We also have Trump, US President Donald Trump, to thank for this, because Japanese bank Nomura has identified Malaysia as the fourth biggest beneficiary of trade diversion after Vietnam, Taiwan and Chile, if people want to move out of China.
I think this is the first time also. Today is a day of firsts. I'm not sure you've ever expressed gratitude towards Donald Trump on the show, so there you go.
Half full, half empty.
Yeah, you know. So we're also seeing more positive outlook from Fitch Ratings, which have released their take on Malaysia's household debt to GDP numbers.
Yeah, so household debt, these are loans taken to purchase assets. Usually the biggest is the mortgage for your homes and then for your loans for your cars. Actually, there's a current affairs podcast, which I did a few years back, which you can look up on the BFM app. Fitch notes that this household debt to GDP ratio figures are on the decline. So for context, we were looking at 86.9% in 2015, around the time when GST was introduced. And that was around the time I did the current affairs as well.
Stop plugging, we get it.
And 82% in 2018. So this indicates, among others, that risks to banks are now lower, people are more able to repay their loans, and Fitch also notes that banks and financial institutions are also tightening their practices as well as being a bit more prudent about giving out loans. And an increasing number of these debts are actually mortgages, which mean they have some security linked to them.
Speaking of plugs, actually, we are going to be talking about this to some degree after the 6 o'clock news, where we're taking a closer look at what it means to be competitive, yeah, especially when it comes to trade diversions. And actually, how is Malaysia doing in the grand scheme of competitive nations? So, that will be coming your way after the 6 o'clock news.
Nice segue.
And for stocks today, construction firm Ikmas Jaya has been getting contracts of late. How was the response with the overall market being negative today?
Kelvin, you're right. Bursa closed overall lower, 0.3% today, 1,651 points. Pretty much expected, because it's seen quite a lot of gains in the past couple of days. So yeah, coming back to Ikmas Jaya, they won jobs related to the Duke Phase 3 project yesterday. Today, it was jobs related to the LRT3 project, and in total, they've secured 875 million ringgit worth. So good news for them all around. It closed up 11% today at 2 sen.
Keith, thank you for being the bearer of good news and for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.